The A to Z of Property with Martin Roberts. ABC. This week,
it's the letter R. And R isn't for roof. It isn't for other things that begin with R that might have to do with properties. It's for rock and roll, because the whole show is about rock and roll today. Yes, if you've been listening from the beginning of the show, you'll know we've been talking to a few rock stars. We've been talking about Robbie Williams and Jimmy Page and their issues. We've got a rock star of godlike proportions coming up in about half an hour when I talk to Susie Quattro. But I decided R is for rock and roll, so let's have a bit of a music theme. Letter R, rock and roll. When it comes to listening to music in our own home, what are the must-have gadgets to populate our home environment? Well, joining me on this one is the one and only gadget expert, the editor of tech advice website GadgetDetector.com. Welcome back, Fevzi Turlkalb. How are you?
Afternoon. I'm good. How could I not come back after a talk up like that? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Ah, Fevzi, hello? Sorry, we're having difficulty getting... That was the most classic build-up and the most fantastically terrible letdown, wasn't it? It's Fevzi! Oh, no, it's not. Where's he gone? Well, yes, I'm actually interested in the idea that you can actually put things into your home which enable you to listen to rock music throughout the house. It's gadgets that you can stream music through. I don't know if you've seen this thing called the Amazon Echo. I think Google have got one as well, where you ask it questions, you can get it to play songs. We've all got Spotify in our homes and all sorts of things. And certainly the person who knows all about this is the guy from the GadgetDetective.com, Fevzi Turkalb. Hello, Fevzi.
Oh, the irony.
Yes, it all went terribly quiet. I gave you such a build-up, I tell you.
I know, and I said, how could I not come back after a talk-up like that? Thank you so much.
So listen, it seems that there's all sorts of ways we can get music into our homes now that just weren't there a few years ago.
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's going in two directions. There's this sort of big resurgence of vinyl and retro and all of that. But at the other end, you've got streaming services. And I thought, well, what's the most convenient way that we can listen to music now? Streaming is very convenient, but you don't want to be at a keyboard. And so I thought we could look at a couple of products from Amazon, the Amazon Echo and the Amazon Fire TV, known for being, chatty speakers and TV streaming boxes. But they do really good music services. So to have it with a voice interface is really good. So I've got an Echo with me. I don't know if I managed to do it given our tech problems, but let's be brave. Alexa, play me some music by the Beatles.
Shuffling songs by the Beatles.
Alexa, stop. Okay, so that worked. Okay, let's try another thing. Alexa, what's that song that goes, I am the Eggman?
I am the Walrus by the Beatles.
Now,
for
people who don't know what you're doing, because you sound a little bit like it's very surreal what's going on here, but you actually have a gadget called an Amazon Echo, which is a little pod, a little tiny thing. You can either get them so they look like a little speaker, a little thing about 6 inches tall, or you can actually just get a little gadget. And you actually get it to do things by saying Alexa, and apparently Alexa's a word that they worked out that sounded unlike any other word. So you say Alexa and then ask it questions like, what's the weather going to be like today? But you're actually talking about using it for music. And they classic example there that you just asked it to play some Beatles and it went off and found Beatles. Presumably, though, that has to be tied into some kind of a music service.
So, yes, if, for example, you are already an Amazon Prime subscriber, so if you're one of these people who likes to get your deliveries quickly and you pay them, it varies, students get it for half price, but I think it's about £70 a year for full price, then you not only get your Amazon packets and all that quickly, but you get access to a whole wad of music as well. And I think the key to it is it's accessible. And I don't know if you noticed, but the second thing I did then was when I couldn't remember the title, I just gave it a part of the lyric. And it found it. So when I said to it, what's that song that goes, I am the Eggman, it knew it was I am the Walrus. So it's showing my age, I'm afraid. But
no, it's good. That's a great example.
And one of the things about this is so it comes in different forms. So Alexa is the entity, but it lives in different types of boxes. So this one is an Amazon Echo. So this is about 11 inches tall. It looks like half used kitchen roll on its end, if you can just picture that, in a choice of black or white. Or you can get a little tubby one without such a good speaker built into it, which is about an inch high. But recently, and this is good for anyone who's got an Amazon Fire TV box, which is just known as a streaming TV box, Alexa has she woke up, sorry darling, I just turned you off there. Yeah, no, it's so sad. Do you know, when they say you should make friends? Well, I have, here she is. But
there was a film all about a bloke who fell in love with his operating system on his computer. I don't know if you saw it. It was very sweet.
And yes.
You are teetering on the edge, buddy.
But that's always been the case. There's been, was it Electric Dreams as well? Wasn't it Together in Electric Dreams? What was that film?
Anyway. That's a famous book by that really famous Asimov, wasn't it? I don't know. Some really famous author who wrote something like Robot. Do Robots Have Electric Dreams or something
do
like
that?
We're going off-piste on this.
Topic here. So but what's really nice is that Alexa is now living inside everyone's Fire TV box. So you can use what you bought for streaming TV to now you've got the speech interface. And that's really nice to be able to just choose songs or playlists by voice. I think that's very clever. Plus, there's a couple of benefits. The Amazon Echo, although it's got a nice built-in speaker into it, it's still a mono speaker, and there was no way of getting the audio out. Now they've updated the software because they keep developing it. You don't have to keep buying new versions. They've updated the software, so now you can link via Bluetooth to an external speaker set. Which brings me to a suggestion for another gadget, if I may.
You go ahead. We love gadgets.
All right. So problem with Bluetooth speakers is they're often not very good. You know, they've got the tech inside them, which is Bluetooth, so you've got the convenience but not the quality. There's a company called Kit Sound. It's one word, K-I-T Sound. They do a pair of bookshelf speakers, so they look like traditional speakers. They're called Parallax is the model name. Kit Sound Parallax bookshelf speakers, and they've got good quality, and you know, you put them, as the name implies, you put them on a bookshelf typically, but they've got a variety of ways of connecting it, so you can do Bluetooth, so they make a good companion to something like the Echo. You've got a wired input, so you can actually plug a wire in, say from an Echo Dot, which has got a wired output. Or another nice thing is it's got optical audio input. So what is that? So on the back of almost every flat screen TV is an optical audio output. It connects, it takes the sound out over a fiber optic cable.
Oh, wow.
And therefore is high quality digital. And most people haven't got anything that can actually play that. But these speakers, they're about £150, but they're really good. And it's a proper pair of speakers. So no point really having stereo speakers that are 2 inches apart. Unless you're going to put your face right against the speakers, you're not going to get the stereo separation. But with these, they're proper speakers. You can have them a few feet apart, and they will fill a room with a rich, warm sound.
And what were they called again? Kit Sound?
They're called Kit Sound Parallax Bookshelf Speakers.
Mm. Brilliant.
I quite like them. For the money as well, I think they're pretty good.
I love the fact that as you say, we're going two completely different directions, because the retro thing is so... I went into a top-end hi-fi shop yesterday in Bath, and it's full of all the most amazing sort of latest technology and hi-fis. And he says, the thing we're selling, we can't get enough record players. Vinyl. Yeah. It says it's going insane, and you know, I was down in Tesco's, and they've got like the Beatles albums or the actual albums and things. So I think it's almost like the music playing things. They're either a work of art, like a record player and stuff, and big speakers and valve amplifiers where you can see the valves glowing, or as you say, completely the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, it's funny how it's gone, isn't it? And in the middle have been squeezed CDs, which is kind of a shame, because actually they're still just about, you know, arguably the best form of recorded music, but they're not as convenient as a download, and they're not as stylish as vinyl. So, yeah, no, it's amazing. And I noticed that Technics had reintroduced their classic SL1200 DJ turntable, which they'd stopped. And anyone who's ever been in a in a radio studio or being a DJ in years gone past will know these. Every DJ had a pair of these decks, and yes, they started making them again, and they now cost an absolute fortune. And for those people who gave away their vinyl collection,
no,
you know, sorry, you could have made a fortune.
Yeah, but who'd have predicted it, eh?
Yeah. So I thought also, you know, new tech, I love it, but sometimes new tech is more focused on, you know, quantity rather than quality. So when Steve Jobs held the first iPod aloft, he didn't say it's the best sound quality I've ever heard. He says you can carry your old music collection in it, you know, and it became all about how many tracks could you squish onto an internal hard drive on an iPod. And sort of the thought of quality went out the window, whereas, you know, in years gone by, people had, you know, living room hi-fi units with great amps and great speakers and all the rest of it. It's all about quality. Now, the problem with those old systems is that they don't connect to anything. They're kind of, you know, unless you're going to put a tape in it or you know, play a CD in it, they're not connected to the internet. So I found this device. Again, it's from this company called Kitsound. No connection, I promise you. It's called the Link, and it's a little box that basically allows an existing hi-fi system or speaker system to connect to the internet. So you get, you may be familiar with a brand called Sonos, where they
yes.
do these very, very high-end, very expensive aspirational speakers, but they cost several hundred pounds per speaker. And by the time you've kitted out your whole house, you won't have much change out of a few thousand pounds. They're great systems, but you're having to buy the speakers all over again. And for many of us, we've got a hi-fi or maybe even two hi-fi scattered around the house. And what you can do with this Link device, and they cost about £60, is you connect it up to your existing hi-fi, and then you can stream audio through that lovely amp and those lovely speakers. So you don't have to buy that bit of the tech again. You just need the smart technology, and you can do it using this Link technology.
And does that then link into what music services?
Yeah, well, it will link into most music services that you can get through your phone. And then you can do different things. You can have different music playing in different rooms, or you can have it synced so you can listen to, say, the same radio program or the same music as you walk around the house or from room to room in your flat. And that's actually a valuable thing. You know, I quite like, for example, being able to carry on listening to, you know, the radio or a podcast or whatever I was listening to as I go brush my teeth or prepare something in the kitchen, and, you know, back to the bedroom, and it's all there and it's all synced, and it works very well. So that's kind of a cheap way of achieving a Sonos-like setup, but you can do it for, you know, £100 or £200 instead of, you know, £3,000 or £4,000.
Well, listen, as ever, fantastic advice. We need to get you on more often, because I could talk to you for hours about this stuff. If people want to find out more, they can go to your website, yeah? And you've talked about various things there. Details of all those on your website?
They are, but also come and say hello on Twitter. It's @GadgetDetective, because I don't actually have any friends, Martin, so if people follow me, it'll be like I've got real friends.
Darling. Listen, it's great to talk to you.
Good mate,
yeah, we'll speak to you soon. That's Fevzi Turklal, who's from thegadgetdetective.com.